the Nesiv Shalom on page Reish Samach. Nesiv Shalom had asked that the he's talking about the pasuk Parshas Ekev. The pasuk says, "Ma Hashem alakach Hashem ayimachkim liyira." What does Hashem ask of you? Only to fear Him. The Gemara asks, since when is Yira something so easy to accomplish that Rashi says, oh, what does Hashem ask of you already? Only to fear Him. To fear Him is a major task. So the Nesiv Shalom asked that the pasuk continues. It's not. It says. Pesuk says, Hashem, all Hashem asks of you is to fear Him and to walk in all of His ways and to love Him and to connect to Him. The whole pesuk, why is Gemara only focusing on the first part of the Yira, just to fear Him? So there's a whole list of things. The Gemara concludes over there that we learn from this pesuk that everything is in the hands of heaven besides the fear of heaven. It says Hashem asks this of us, so Hashem has given this into our hands to acquire Yerushalayim. We don't get it from above. So if you look at the rest of the pasuk, there are a lot more things that are not in the hands of heaven. They're in our hands, such as to love Hashem and to walk in all of His ways and to connect to Him. So why is it all focused on Yira? Okay. So the explanation of the words of Chazal that everything is in the hands of heaven besides the fear of heaven. Is that in all a person's character traits, when a person wants to refine their character traits, there is assistance from heaven.
So how about Hashem is in the hands of heaven?
What?
All of God is in the hands of heaven?
Oh, so that's what he says. He says
everything but fear.
Right. That's kasha. So the answer is yes. There is siyata d'shmaya. There is assistance from heaven regarding everything else. If somebody wants to truly purify himself, he will be assisted from heaven. When it comes to the fear of heaven, which is the first, as we learned last week, it is the first character. It's the first character trait or attribute that a person needs to achieve for the sake of serving Hashem. V'hi p'kuda kadma, as the Zohar Kaddish calls it, it's the first mitzvah. Aim b'midazu siyata d'shmaya. There is no assistance from heaven when it comes to this to Yira. It's totally in the hands of man to choose Yerushalayim. Since this is the first midah, therefore it is the person's obligation to work on it himself. As Chazal say elsewhere, all beginnings are difficult. Once a person has acquired Yerushalayim, he will merit the assistance from heaven in all other areas. This is what the pasuk says. What does Hashem ask of you? Only to fear Him. It's only on this midah that you'll have to work hard. And then you will merit assistance from heaven for everything else that's listed, to walk in all of His ways, to love Him.
We're coming up on Rini Shmos. Okay, so when we spent all that time in such visible proximity, but we see that there was tremendous difficulty even then with the close proximity to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they couldn't really succeed in some of this. How can we, given the distance somewhat?
We have a Torah. They didn't.
talking when we were already at Sinai.
Yeah, they got one pretty soon.
Right.
Same group of people.
What?
They got the Torah pretty soon after this event. Same right. group of people.
So where do you see that was?
Egel Azov.
I mean, the,
I mean.
Right. Yeah, nobody said it's easy.
Okay.
Yeah. Who can be the Yitzhak of Kedushas Levi? It's as it is brought in Sefer Kedushas Levi with the Kutim, B'Shem Arav Kodesh, Magid, B'Mezrich, Schusikon Leni, he brings it in the name of the Mezrich Magid. Chiniz B'Sefer Arotoyrim, Arav Kodesh, and Nizker, and it's also brought in Sefer Arotoyrim from the Mezrich Magid. Sha'odam Torah L'Shtadlus, Amos Shiela Yerushimayim. A person needs to be Meshtadl, what's the word?
Put an effort,
and to strengthen himself that he should have Yerushimayim. Then afterwards, the love of Hashem will come automatically. But it causes me also write Shemishtal Shielo Yirav Shleimus. Seems to be the same thing. That if a person puts in the effort that he should have total Yira. He should bring his yira to a perfection. The attribute of love will be given to him from heaven. This is the explanation of the words of the Rachaim HaKadosh. The Tshuva Tzorach Mr. Usa to the Sata. That for tshuva, a person needs to awaken himself from below. By a person awakening from below to do tshuva, a person then corrects his averus, and he becomes desired before Hashem. But through areas that a person receives assistance from heaven, he doesn't correct the compromises of his past, and his sin will not be forgiven. It's a very difficult concept. To see that there is a Siyatish way. I don't know, it's possible for anything to happen without Siyatish way. He says that Yira, that unlike anything else, Yira Shemayim, a person needs to acquire it totally on his own. There is no Siyam for Shemayim to acquire Yira Shemayim. Whereas everything else, love of Hashem, and that a person has Siyam for Shemayim, when a person, as soon as Hashem sees that a person wants to acquire a certain middah, a person has assistance from heaven. Whereas Yira Shemayim, a person has to work on totally on his own. Now that will explain why it's so seldom to find somebody who has Yirat Shemayim. But I just don't know how it's possible to say that that a person can acquire something on his own. I don't know what that means.
There are texts to help us, get in the right zone. Yerushimayim, is there, is there something to help us get into that mindset to start on that path?
There is. There's Sifrei Mizrim. I'll talk about what a person needs to focus on, and the Chavis Alvavos talks about focusing on creation in general, to the point that a person stands in awe before Hashem. When you see Rabbi Shlomo's majesty in the world, fear is, that's basically what Yira is. Yira is a sense of awe.
It's not fear as
right.
Not in the English term
right.
of the word.
The real word is awe, but it's David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Kiara Shemecha, when I see your heavens, Masi as Besacha, the handiwork of your fingers, Yoreh v'chachav mashakananta, you're the moon and the stars that you have created. Ma'anesh kisis geron. What is man? The Yishiv Mish. When he realizes the majesty of Hashem's handiwork, the person feels humble and the person stands in awe. When a person is in the presence of greatness, the person doesn't go various. You don't sin when you're in the presence of greatness. That's real yira.
Can you have yira without amuna?
Of course not.
That's what I thought. You so have to have that before the other.
Yeah, I mean it's,
otherwise I'm reading stories to people who they don't connect, they don't have any understanding. Why they don't, I don't understand.
Yeah, if you don't think Hashem is there, how are you going to have year?
Correct. It's just...
What are you having year of or about?
Right.
It's I'm not sure what he's saying. I don't think there's anything possible without Siyat the Shemaim. There's got to be a certain level of Siyat the Shemaim, because he would also agree that in order to have Yira, you got to think. Right? And you can't think without Siyat the Shemaim. There's assistance for heaven in everything we do. We can't move our finger without assistance for heaven. It's got
to
be
the ability to be in awe, have the ability to have that.
Yeah.
Birdcage now.
These aliens.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another idea.
Okay. When they're it seems to me that Amunah, which is also called Rashis, as you said, these are the two beginnings, Amunah and Yira. Sarah calls Yigia, a person needs to toil for Amunah. Visrusa to the Satan, a person needs an awakening from below. It doesn't come with assistance from heaven. Right? Yeah. Because these two beginnings, Amunah v'Yerushalayim, Amunah and Yerushalayim, Shem Trein Samach and Keshayit, which are the two pillars of truth, Yes Yehudi, Liyos Yehudi, Tzorach, Hashem Trein Samach and Keshayit, Yes Yehudi, these are the two pillars of truth for a person to be a Jew. Tzorach Alza Yigiyatzum. For that, a person needs tremendous toil. Ubezin Yonim Elu, Emunah v'Yerushalayim, and these two concepts of Emunah and Yerushalayim, Kshurim Zavzeh, are tied to one another. Kimidis Ayira Kshurim Midis Emunah, because the attribute of Yira is tied to the attribute of Emunah, as Matt just mentioned. If you don't believe, then you can't fear. Kvashevi Aramav Rashach Norach Arachayim, V'Shem Amar Nuvuchim. As the Ramah in the beginning of Arachayim brings in the name of the Rambam, these are his words. The person takes to heart that the great King HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his glory fills the world, is standing over him and watches his every action. Immediately, Yira will come to him and and subjugation, Miparat Hashem, from the fear of Hashem, Boishlem Imenu, and his embarrassment before him, Tamid, constantly. So the source, the root of our effort when it comes to Yira, begins with Amunah. It has to begin with Amunah that the great King of Kadosh Baruch Hu is standing over you and watching your actions. And the more Amunah, the clearer Amunah is to a person, it's also the Yira will be greater and stronger. And then the more that a person's Yira is stronger, he will merit a pure amunah. When he says Zayda Kodesh, it says Zayda Kodesh, Koba Yisrael, the Dachle, the Kodesh Berichu, every Jew that fears for Hashem, Sharia Imei Mehevin Nusik, the Kayoi, such a person has, will have proper amunah. Called the catch 22.
Yeah.
No, it's got to start with the Muna. Again, so here also, he says that the Muna doesn't have Siyata Shemaya, which here we, every, you know, Swami Kodesh will say that every Jew is has a natural Muna. So we have it, Siyata Shemaya. It's something that we have from heaven. This comes naturally to us. I guess it's the strengthening of that amunah. There is a we've learned numerous times that there's an amunah that we have, our natural amunah, which is in our head, and we know, we believe that Hashem fills the world. It's learning that, it's getting that amunah to our heart is a different issue. That we should actually, that our actions should reflect that amunah. That is, that's something that we need to work hard on. Every yid that ever does an avera, if you'll ask him if he believes that Hashem is watching him, he'll say yes.
I'm sure there are plenty of Jews
that
would say no.
Right, okay. I'm talking about believers.
But what about those that have found a way to, I guess, hide it completely? So how do we explain that?
If it's
natural,
it,
I mean...
No, so the Rambam says that they cover up. Aviris can obstruct.
But they don't even know that it's an Avera. You're talking about...
contact with that one. They get obstructed. It seems we could also add this, add about this in this concept. That Hashem begins the Torah with the word Bereshis, which is Beis Reshis, right? Two types, two beginnings, as we said before, that this is a reference to Emunah and Yira. But Amos La Beis Inyan Reshis, Emunah Vira Shemayim. She'imu Emunah Nachshavas the Reshis, right? So that amunah is considered as a beginning movement that we all understand. Because they say this amunah is the foundation of all foundations. Avalama Yerushimayim Yerushis, Yerushis Chachma, Yerushis Das. Why Yerushimayim, fear of heaven, is the beginning of wisdom and the beginning of knowledge? Why does it precede the attribute of love? Kinek Shehudim Amalarot San Hashem. He says the reason is because when a Jew fulfills the will of Hashem, because he awakens his intellectual powers to the service of Hashem, I know, which is achachma, the wisdom, abina, his understanding, madas, his knowledge, his boinen, to contemplate, to lahavan, and to understand, his galdus avoyre, the greatness of the Creator, the avdayan, to serve him. or he awakens his emotions to the love of Hashem. As the Rambam explains, that love of Hashem comes to a person when a person focuses on all the kindness of Hashem that Hashem performs with him. So his service in these areas is with absolute simplicity. Meaning, after he has awakened his character traits or his emotions to Hashem's service, and his intellect and his emotions assist him to his avodas Hashem. Which is not the case with these areas of reishis, which is emuna and yira, emuna pshuta, yira pshuta, simple faith and simple fear of Hashem. Shem b'li seichel li regesh. There is no intellect associated with emuna, and there is no emotion associated with fear. Meaning, what he means by emotions, when an emotion that is aroused through contemplation is usually the emotion of love. When a person contemplates the kindness that Hashem does with him, the person is moved to love Hashem.
He must be meaning something different by emotion than we would ordinarily mean. For example, if you turn around and there's a tiger about to jump on you, you would probably feel fear. And it wouldn't be that, let's see now, you wouldn't contemplate on this and through intellectual processes decide that you ought to be afraid of this.
Right, I'm trying to see what he's getting at. So basically what he's saying right now is that emunah is something that is beyond intellect, how we understand. And he's saying that fear is also is something that is without emotion, as he explains. Kiperesh emuna pshuta, because the definition of simple faith in the malam called kiruv yediyah sichlis is that it is above any type of philosophy or any knowledge, intellectual knowledge, or regesh or any emotion. It's just simple faith. Okay, now here comes the yira. Chin yira pshuta, so also simple yira, ain't a yira abom etach sichli is regesh. It's not the type of yira that comes from intellect or emotion. It's just a result of the simple faith that a person has, that the great king HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing over him, watching his actions, immediately Yira comes to him. Well, that's a product of the seichel. Right? I have to think that the Melech HaGadol is standing over me, then I get Yira. Okay, so I'm not sure what he's saying. He's saying that it's not a product of seichel or
even the tiger is a product of seichel, because you have to know that this is a dangerous situation.
Yeah, that's survival instinct. That's yeah,
but you have to know that the tiger is threatening you.
If you've never encountered the tiger, you don't know what it's going to do, capable of.
When your head is in between its teeth, you don't even
know. I've never encountered a tiger, but I think I would, afraid of myself.
Yeah. Because you know that a tiger is dangerous.
What does it mean, the most simple emuna?
You have the knowledge of
what?
What does it mean, the most simple emuna? Probably that there is a God, right? Or that there's Hashem HaMelech, right? So maybe that's what he's saying, that yira pshuta is a result of the emuna pshuta. Not so much that it's coming from the seichel, but he's defining this emuna pshuta as something other than coming from seichel. It's just a simple understanding that there's Hashem and he's Melech. And then from that, you get that you're
right. So that's.
Now, I hear what Rebbe's saying. That's technically Seichel, but.
Yeah. He is saying that Yirah Peshuta is a product of Emunah Peshuta, and Emunah Peshuta is above Seichel. Okay, I hear that.
Are we allowed to take a stab at what Nachshon was thinking at the Yom Suf? Because that was. To me, that's like a Munim Shuta, you know.
Right.
At its finest.
Right. That was a Munim Shuta.
Was it?
Right. It was a.
Is it? I mean, you kind of saw a lot before you decided to jump in.
What did you say?
So you had the year.
All the Makos and.
Yeah,
that good stuff.
Phil jumped into raging waters.
We got a swing.
But yeah, toddlers will walk up to a dog no matter what, because they don't know. You have to be careful with that. There's not a built-in.
If the dog barks, they'll be a little start crying.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
You know they don't know anything about.
That's just a lot of noise, though. If you barked at a small child, it would probably it would cry as well.
I sneezed at my daughter's
neck. It's a lot of noise. You don't like those noises. Drop a book on the floor. That scares me. I start crying.
Because you know what's coming next. Hey, honey, I need you to do this now. Since I got the back. That's here.
So it could be that you guys are at something here.
Yeah.
There is a Yira that is just automatic. Just like a child when you're afraid of loud noise.
That's like a built-in reaction to a stimulus.
It's a survival instinct.
Yeah.
Fight or flight.
Like, what?
Yeah. Fight or flight.
Flashing red light behind you as you're driving.
Yeah.
What he's saying here is that it's a feeling that doesn't require any. Any awakening from below. A person doesn't need to arouse this feeling. It's an automatic feeling. And once someone establishes that this is something that exists, which that comes from Emunah Peshuta, that comes from the simple Emunah, that Hashem exists. So that's that automatically causes a year, which is not the case. I mean, it requires contemplation. It requires.
Well, the Emunah does at least.
Once you have that Emunah,
fear's understandable. Assuming we've accepted that there is Hashem and we understand Hashem and Melech, then at the simplest level, if you do a chayit or something, like you automatically get that guilt. You know, that sense like, oh my gosh, what did I just do?
Right. Or if, again, it requires you to think about that Emunah.
Right.
Did I have enough Emunah to fear the fact that I should not have done that Aver?
Right.
Just keep cycling.
If you would have the proper money, you would automatically fear.
What I'm getting out of this is we're so not pushy that we just can't even understand.
That's right. It's true. This is alluded to in the pasuk that says the beginning of wisdom is the fear of Hashem. Yirashamayim yirashis lechachma. Yerushalayim is the beginning of wisdom. Even though that through chachma, through wisdom and contemplation, a person can achieve the fear of heaven, that's not what the pasuk is saying. The pasuk is saying that Yerushalayim is a beginning to wisdom. And that's because simple yira, hirashis lachachma, is something that precedes chachma. The fnei hizbanin is lachachma, before even contemplating or focusing on a person's wisdom. It's something that is beyond seichel. Chenirus Hashem reishis das. So also the pasuk that says the fear of Hashem is the beginning of knowledge. Shekedamas ladas, meaning it perceived knowledge. Ki dargas yira asher Hashem lekach Hashem yimlach b'rishayna. This yira that Hashem asks you as something that is the first. Ki yira pshuta is simple yira habametach amuna that comes from amuna. Beis reishis elu and these two reishis mezachem as a Yehudi purify a Jew. Yes, Yehudi mezachem anama to be pure, loyal Jew. And indeed, in the understanding of these two pillars of truth, simple amunah, simple yira, there are different types. There are those that serve Hashem with faith and with fear of heaven. There are those that sacrifice themselves for the performance of Torah and mitzvahs with every detail, with every chumrah. But it is all done with a low spiritual standard. Meaning, it is done with a external understanding of even masi grey, that is done on a very superficial physical level. He sees no light. He doesn't feel the godliness in his limbs. This person, again, one of the biggest machmir in the world, but he's walking in darkness. Emunah is dark and his yira is dark. His entire spiritual being is on a low level, in a very low grasp. There are those that even though in action they are not that machmer. Obviously, we're not talking about things that touch on to something that is halacha. We're talking about they don't go overboard with chumras. But their spiritual level is very high. That his heart is in a very high area when it comes to the ways of Hashem. Their essence and their pnimius is instilled with the light of Amuna. And the fear of heaven is pure. It says in the pasuk, Yiras Hashem Tahira, Yira of Hashem is pure. Nafshem Chadura Yira pnimius. Their soul is instilled with the inner Yira. To the point that all of their bones are scream, "Who is like you, Hashem?" Their knowledge, their philosophy, their emotions, their character traits are pure, and are filled with, they're infused with Amunah and Yerushalayim. basically a person needs to focus on their panemius, not just their pitsanias.
You could almost argue that that first person isn't necessarily even doing it for Hashem necessarily. It's more just to keep up some sort of status to, you know.
Or could be he is. Could be he's doing it for Hashem. Could be it's that's the Yanka we spoke about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Person that's the only difference I can think of is that the Yanka we spoke about is a person that really wants to have a connection. A person really wants to have a connection. It's just there. He's going through a period of time where the person he feels disconnected, which is something that is heaven-induced, where a person has to have an asiyanus every once in a while. Here we're talking about a person that has made it to his mahalach in life is to be. He has this netiyah to chumras, and he likes. He has this. A way of life where he does, he's very stringent about things.
It may be that he wants everybody to, it's a social thing with him, he wants everybody to think of him that way. And
right, or he's just, not, or just he has extreme personality. Because there are people that have,
you're right, there are different reasons that a person could be doing this.
Right.
Might not have anything at all to do with Hashem, it's just that he wants to be known in the community as a big mocker.
So you look around today, extremism is almost like that's the cool thing to do, you know, regardless of what you're doing it for.
My father once said it, Shmuel, that although he referred to different sects, people, I'll leave out that part. He said there are those that fear the Shulchan Aruch, and there are those that fear Hashem. I think the first people here are those that fear the Shulchan Aruch, and they're very machbid to go to the extreme because they fear they're going to transgress something that's written in Shulchan Aruch, but they're missing the boat.
But if they're doing it in fear of the, we come to their defense. If they're doing it in fear of the Shulchan Aruch, why fear the Shulchan Aruch? It must be that they fear.
Right, that's fine. But as long as they would come to that second step, that's fine. But the problem is they get so preoccupied with that.
Here's my question: are they crying in Yom Kippur? Are they crying in Kippur, or are they just saying all the putum by road and wearing the right shoes and the right clothes and just it's all very nice and days over? Whereas there's another group of people who may not fear the Shulchan Aruch, but they're crying in Kippur, right?
I mean, it's
just hopefully the second people are afraid. Why would you fear the Shulchan Aruch in the first place?
Yeah, no.
It's again.
Talking about fearing it and not just wanting to appear that you're doing this, which is what I said before. But now we're talking about a person who actually fears that.
The point is that when it, you're right. As long as they would make that association, that's fine. If they would make that second step, okay, why do I fear the Shulchan Aruch? It's obviously because it's the word of Hashem, so I'm fearing Hashem. The problem is when people get so caught up and preoccupied with the Shulchan Aruch, totally forgetting what this is all about.
Okay, then we're just talking simple, obsessive compulsive behavior.
We had a whole chapter here on Kedoshim to you, right? But you could follow every letter of Shulchan Aruch to the letter and overboard, and not Kedoshim to you.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
We learned.
Or a person with no religious content at all could simply be obsessed about washing their hands, for example, just because they have this personality disorder.
And so they've come to Frumkeit through that door, rather than.
There was a certain godel that it's a phrase. There was a certain godel, a big godel, a previous generation, that was a very machmer. He was known. He was very strict in his observance of Shulchan Aruch, and he used to repeat words by davening to make sure he said them correctly. And whenever this was brought to the Chazon Ish, that this Gadol conducts himself in this way, the Chazon Ish said, he used to say that it has nothing to do with Kedusha. It's nothing to do with Kedusha. So they asked the Chazon Ish, what do you mean? So the Chazon Ish said, watch, I want you to watch this Gadol when he goes to sleep at night. I want you to watch how he conducts himself with regard locking up the house. So people went to check on the Gadol, and he had a son, and he said, he would tell his son, Chaim, did you make sure the door's locked? So his son would go in. A couple minutes later, Chaim, did you make sure the door's locked? He would do this numerous times. But after doing that, he would go check himself. So they say that Chaim said that he would go unlock it the time before his father went to check it, to go unlock it just to make his father feel good that he went to find it unlocked. The Chazon Ish held that it was totally it was just a compulsive disorder. But even without that, I think there are just people that get preoccupied with the chitzonis and forget about the pnimis. And again, we have to realize that the pnimis without chitzonis is also almost worthless. A person that goes around saying that he has a Jewish heart and doesn't observe any of the mitzvahs. We'll have to continue next week.